Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
You think he's proud of you?
I'm certain he's proud of me. And it's amazing how much strength I can get from that. It's amazing how much strength you can get from knowing that your ancestors looking down on you and you're doing your absolute best. I also believe that God can be proud of you when you do your absolute best. And I don't think many people genuinely do their best in the world anymore. When I say do your best, people sit and go, oh yeah, okay. No, when's the last time you actually did your best? Like, I don't train to run marathons, but I know if I gave my best, I could run a marathon right now, first try. If I gave my best, life depending on it. When's the last time people have genuinely given their best to anything? There are people going through the world and going through life today that don't give their best or 100% effort to anything ever. They can't remember the last time they tried. So when I'm sitting in a dungeon, or I'm sitting in a Romanian jail cell, I understand that it is a chance that God has given me and my ancestors are watching for me to do my absolute best and to show to them that I am the man I say I am. You can't become the most famous man in the world for mental resilience and God not test your mental resilience. I think that would be a very amateur way to view the world, that you can now become one of the most famous men in the world who talks about mental discipline and mental resilience and God's not going to test it. I think God's going to come along and say, okay, you want to be Mr. Famous? All right, let's see what you have. You're not going to be able to compete with the person who performs regardless of how they feel if you only compete when you feel like competing, right? Because there's men like me out there who will be sad every day and outcompete you regardless. I don't care how I feel, I will still win. And that's the kind of mindset you need to adopt. So I don't, when a man
you've
comes-
You've got a job to do. Stop whining, go to work.
Completely.
Yeah, I agree.
Completely. Yes. So when men say, oh, but I feel sad. Who cares? The world doesn't care. All the men who are out here to destroy you and take your girl don't care. So why do you care? Like the person who should care least is you. You're the only person who wakes up every day who should have a genuine vested interest in improving your life. Nobody else wakes up and wants to improve your life, only you. So if nobody else cares about how you feel, why do you care?
You asked me about the fact that, am I afraid they're gonna put a bullet in my head? They're gonna put a bullet in all our heads. Do you understand? At least I get to die first. At least they remember my name. If we all have to jump off the cliff, at least I get to go first.
Wait, lads.
What?
Andrew Tate went first. Because we're all gonna die. The only way to stay alive as a man now is to not be a man anymore. To be a chick. I'd be afraid, because men are little cowards. Oh, don't kill me. No, okay. I refuse. I refuse absolutely. Just shoot me. Or put me back in jail. It's fine. I refuse. Until the day I'm gonna drive my Ferrari around, I'm gonna say whatever I want. That's what's gonna happen. I don't care anymore. Put me in jail. Put me back in jail. I don't care. I worked out something that's actually very fantastic for everyone at home who's worried about going to jail. To all the men at home, because they're going to come for all of us if you have any kind of opinion or you tell your girlfriend not to sleep with other men, somehow that makes you controlling. If you go to jail, you can still smoke, which means there's nothing the government can really do to you that prevents you from getting cigarettes. So life's fine.
My argument also for depression is, you're depressed, fine. Have you trained today? Well, that doesn't change what you should do with your life, depressed or not. And I don't say this because I'm an eternally happy person. I say this because I've experienced all ranges of human emotion. I was in a Romanian jail cell with cockroaches crawling all over me as I slept. I never missed a day of training. I wouldn't say I was particularly happy, but push-ups must be done. So they got done.
You're very close to your brother.
Correct.
And you were locked away for part of that with him. And this, did you have fun at all with him?
Yes. I do think there's something inside of men, whereas if you're with your boys or you're with your group of men, there's something inside of us.
Totally.
And it allows you to make the absolute best of the worst situations. Maybe that's an evolution from war. You know, all the men went to war, and you saw all this pain and suffering, and you saw heads, people decapitated, and you're injured, but then you sit around the campfire and you're laughing.
You're laughing. That's right.
It's something inside of us. It's like a coping mechanism when you're around men. So when me and him were together, no matter how bad the scenario or no matter what they tried to do to us, part of us would just look at each other like, cigarette? And you find joy in that. And yeah, there's definitely, and that's another thing I think a lot of men are lacking, a lot of men are missing, is a masculine support network.
I think buddies.
Buddies.
Yeah.
You know, you talk to a guy and say, what was the highlight of your life? What was the best time of your life? And they'll say, college football. It's not about the football. It's about the team.
Yeah.
You know? And I think a lot of that's destroyed as well. Because also when you, it's interesting how everything interconnects. When you destroy honor and principle and the masculine essence inside of men, well, now as a man, it's very hard to have friends. I wouldn't want to have a male friend who had no principles, no honors, and didn't work hard and was always crying about being sad. What do I want to hang around with him for? He's a loser. I don't think many men especially understand that even if you don't have the strength to be a hero for yourself, you should have enough discipline and enough honor to want to be a hero for somebody else. And if you have other people you truly respect, you should want to be a hero for them. And I think that's the masculine imperative. If someone's going to attack your wife, that's when you become a hero for her. You have to. What kind of man are you if you're not? And you can apply that to other things. If you apply that to your ancestors, or you apply that to God, or you apply that to your beliefs or your core principles as a man, then you can be a hero anytime you want.
If I had left jail mentally broken and financially broken, it wouldn't have made me more famous. So, and physically broken, because all those three things could have happened. Please understand, I was in 24-hour a day lockdown. My cell was half the size of this room, and I didn't leave. I didn't get a gym. I didn't come out looking all scrawny. I didn't get good nutrition. I didn't get good food. I had, most people in there had mental health problems. If I would have come out there all skinny and mentally broken, then it would have been game over. So there's also a degree of my competence in all things. But the people who laugh at me going to jail don't understand that there's no light without dark. And I'm an expert, I guess, if you were to say one of my skills is, I'm an expert at being hard on myself. And if life's going to be hard on me, I'm going to Aikido that into power. I would believe I'm a stronger version of myself post-jail. And if you put me back, I'll emerge stronger than ever before. Send me to jail. Fine. Send me to jail. Right now, I'll go. I'm not gonna fight. Put me in handcuffs. Send me to jail. The day you let me out, I'll be a stronger version of the day I went in. So what do I have to fear? Because if you truly want an exceptional life, this is one of the mistakes a lot of people make. They want an exceptional life, but they only want the exceptional good because they're cowards. Like, I want a lot of money and fast cars. Cool. You don't want the exceptional stress. You want the exceptional car collection. You don't want the exceptional stress. You want to be me when I'm flying my Bugatti on an A380 and I'm in first class Emirates and my Bugatti's below me and I'm filming it for Take Confidential. You want that, but you don't want to be me when I'm in a Romanian dungeon. But there is no like that. If you want the exceptional good, you're going to have the exceptional bad. That is a law of the universe that can't be broken. That is not human law. That's universal law. So if you're sitting at home saying, I want an exceptional life, then you have to be prepared for both the good and the bad.
Everything is hyper-competitive, especially the sexual marketplace. Like if you're a 52-year-old, overweight, average income, no fame dude, and you have to find a girl, it's going to be pretty difficult to find a good one. It's going to be very hard. So we're like, well, of course he's lonely. Then, and his kids don't respect him. They're busy. Like, of course he's sad. Like, it's actually heartbreaking to discuss.
It is heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking. But then how do you prevent that happening? Well, then you need to be a man of honor and principle and make sure that you keep your support networks and make sure that your woman does respect you. And a woman's going to respect you when she sees other men respect you.
Yes.
And they're only going to respect you if you respect yourself. But to respect yourself, you have to be the kind of person who says no.
If you're not prepared for the bad, what's going to happen on your ascent to good? As you begin to get anywhere, something will happen, some degree of stress or whatever, and it's going to derail you, and you're never going to get to the highest echelon. So I've always been ready for the bad. I'm totally prepared for the bad. I was made in the dark, molded by it. I'm Bane. Put me in the bad. My whole life's been bad. My whole life's been terrible. I've known nothing but pain.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.